الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 30 spiritual cures Dua of Attar O Lord of Mustafa whoever reads or listens to this booklet 30 spiritual cures please remove the spiritual and physical ailments and forgive them without accountability along with their parents. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salat for those who cannot afford to give charity. The last and final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a Muslim who possesses nothing to give in charity should supplicate in their prayer, اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. Then this is zakat, and a believer is never fully content with good deeds until paradise becomes their ultimate abode. Explanation of the hadith. For a person who lacks the ability to give charity, supplicating for Allah's mercy upon the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that is, sending salat upon him, serves as charity for them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A cure for every illness. Recite Allahumma antal basitu 100 times, beginning and ending with 3 times salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After this, the unwell individual should blow upon his medicine and upon water and consume this whenever needed. One will be cured no matter the illness by the grace of Allah. Note, when blowing upon water, one can mix this with other water to cater for extended usage. If the unwell individual cannot recite this, somebody else may do so instead. Protection from tension. Whoever recites Allahu Samadu 100 times after every salah will be protected from sadness, worries and tension, etc. InshaAllah. Always keep in mind, this will only benefit if Allah wills it to. Safety in a new place or home. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ. Upon entering a new city, home or place, recite this verse 3 times. By the mercy of Allah, one will be protected from thieves, harmful animals, jinn, magic, and all forms of dangers. Help from the unseen regarding marriage. Recite Ya Wahhabu 300 times with Salat Ibrahimiyya 11 times before and after. One should do this every night before sleeping and continue until they get married. For male offspring and blessings in one's livelihood, recite Ya Awwalu 40 times upon water or water mixed with honey. Husband and wife should then drink half respectively. InshaAllah, they will have a son and will attain blessings in their livelihood. Fulfillment of desires. When opening an obligatory or voluntary fast, and just before the sun sets, place your hand upon your forehead and recite Ya Rahmanu 11 times, with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once before and after. Afterwards, proceed with iftar as per usual. InshaAllah, one's heartfelt desires will be fulfilled. Business success. Recite Surah Al-Kawthar 7 times with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 3 times before and after. If your business is struggling, make wuzu, recite this and blow upon your products and goods. InshaAllah, your business will flourish abundantly. Continue reciting daily until this happens. Recite أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Once in the beginning, then بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Every time prior to reciting Surah Al-Kawthar. If one cannot find treatment for their illness, an unwell individual should recite Ya Latifu 1100 times with 11 Salat Ibrahimiyya before and after. Blow upon water and drink it. No matter how serious the illness, one will be cured, inshaAllah. Another person can recite this for them if need be. This should be continued daily until one is cured. To remove evil eye, Ain. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. Recite this 7 times with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 3 times before and after. And blow upon a clear glass full of water. Give this to the afflicted individual to drink. Regardless of their age, the effects of the evil eye will end, insha'Allah. Continue this daily until the effects of the evil eye cease. One can also read this as a preemptive measure to protect themselves from it. To treat persistent rashes and itches. ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Recite this 21 times with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once before and after. Before blowing upon water and drinking this, one can also have this recited for them. This will benefit when dealing with any form of itch or rash, insha'Allah. Continue this daily for 41 days. For illness regarding which no cure can be found, recite Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram 111 times with 11 salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam before and after. Then blow upon water. The unwell person should then drink this. They will be cured no matter the illness, insha'Allah. Recite this daily for 21 days with no days missed. Every goal attained and desire achieved. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. Recite this after Asr Salah until sunset. Whether walking, sitting or working, recite this abundantly. One can even sit specifically just to read this. Recite Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam before, during and after recital. Everything will then go as you wish, insha'Allah. This may be recited for business success, to repay loans, find a job, to have successful meetings with people of authority, solve domestic issues, resolve problems, remove obstacles in marriage, have children, free the imprisoned, become more devoted in worship, settle visa issues, rectify familial and marriage-related issues, cure illnesses, do away with satanic whispers and more. Recite this daily and your goals will quickly be attained, insha'Allah. Solving financial issues. Recite Ya Basitu and Ya Razzaqu 700 times after every salah. With salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once before and after. This will bring blessings in one's sustenance and end poverty. Allah will save one from depending on others and fulfill all needs. If one can consistently recite this after the five daily prayers, this would be especially beneficial. A spiritual cure for food allergies. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Recite this 11 times with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 7 times before and after. One should then blow upon any food one has an allergy to. When eating, one should then recite the same before every bite. Insha'Allah, the food will not cause any reactions. This can also be done for drinks. In this case, one should recite it before every sip. If you have allergies, you should see a doctor and follow their advice. To protect one's eyesight. After finishing each of the five daily salah, one should recite Ya Nuru 11 times with their hand upon their forehead in one breath. One should then blow upon their 10 fingertips and wipe them over their eyelids. By doing this consistently, one's eyesight will be protected. If the eyesight is weak, it will be strengthened, insha'Allah. An invocation for children. Recite Ya Matinu after Fajr and Isha Salah, Ya Hamidu after Zuhr and Asr, and Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu after Maghrib 41 times respectively. Whether one desires a son or daughter, they will be granted such, insha'Allah. Continue reciting this until the goal is attained. Ensure to begin and end with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A spiritual remedy for sin. By reciting Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti 7 times after each salah, one will rid themselves of sinful habits, insha'Allah. Whenever a desire for sin arises, one should recite this immediately. By repeating it, the intention one had for sin will end, insha'Allah. By reciting these pure names of Allah throughout the day, whether walking, sitting, standing, etc., one will become pious, insha'Allah. A spiritual cure for piles. Recite Suratul A'la or have it recited, blow upon water, drink this, and the illness of piles will be removed, insha'Allah. For blood pressure and blood sugar issues, recite Surah Al-Qadr and Surah Al-Kawthar 3 times each, or have it recited, and blow upon water and drink. All blood pressure and blood sugar issues will be resolved, insha'Allah. Recite this daily until cured. For success in every permissible action, recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 111 times with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once before and after. This can be done to attain success in any permissible action, such as when memorizing the Quran, becoming an Islamic scholar, looking for a pious marriage partner, when starting a new business, trying to sell something, etc. After recital, one should make dua. The dua will be accepted, insha'Allah. For success in interviews, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 16 times after every salah, whilst in wudu and with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once before and after. One can recite this for success in a job interview or interview of any kind, provided no lying takes place nor any actions conflicting with Islamic law. This should be done until one achieves their goal. If someone is bothering you, recite فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ 100 times daily in both morning and evening, with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once before and after. A woman should not recite during her specific days. For reciting orad, i.e. litanies, the morning period is from just after midnight until the first light of sunrise, and the evening period is from the beginning of Zuhr time until sunset. If one is experiencing marital problems, one is hounded by a person of authority, or one is pursued by an enemy, favorable circumstances will come forth by reciting this, insha'Allah. Recite this every day until the desired goal is achieved. An end to domestic disputes. Recite Ya Wadudu Ya Salamu 100 times daily after every salah, with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once before and after. InshaAllah, a loving atmosphere will bloom in the home. Continue reciting daily until the desired outcome is achieved. To save animals from the evil eye, recite Ya Allahu 49 times and blow upon the animal, especially the animals to be sacrificed at Eid. InshaAllah, they will not be afflicted by the evil eye. To resolve every difficulty, recite Hamim La Yunsarun 41 times with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once before and after. Obstacles in marriage, worries, domestic issues, magic, jinn problems, cancer and other fatal illnesses, these can all be resolved by reciting this once a day, every day. InshaAllah, in a short space of time, one will see positive results. Continue reciting until this happens. For the unwell, recite Ya Hayyu 1000 times with salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once before and after. InshaAllah, one will become healthy. Continue this daily until this happens. When something saddens you, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu bi rahmatika astaghithu. O the ever living, O the eternally subsisting, I ask you to assist me with your mercy. Reciting this 40 times between the sunnah and obligatory units of Fajr Salah is especially beneficial to remove sadness. Whoever is in debt should recite this 100 times daily at any point in the day, and their debt will be repaid, insha'Allah. Safety from all calamities. Whoever recites Ya Muhayminu 29 times daily will be saved from all calamities, insha'Allah. Safety from afflictions. By reciting Ya Allahu 100 times at bedtime, insha'Allah, protection from the mischief of evil jinn and the affliction of paralysis and facial paralysis will be granted. To remove kidney stones, after reciting A'udhu and Bismillah, recite Alam Nashrah, Surah Inshirah, blow upon water and drink this. Do this once daily. Somebody else can do this and give the prescribed water to you for drinking. Continue this until one is cured. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.